Welcome to another episode of Weird and Wacky World with Alt, Queeks,
and Ja,
the Jabber Guys. On this episode of Weird and Wacky World, we're going to be talking about funny names, and the name of the episode is called My Name is Goff, Jack Goff. That just sounded fucked up.
That's one messed up name.
That just sounded weird. Yeah, there's supposed to be a James Bond ring to it. It just didn't come off that way. It just sounded perverted. My name is Goff, Jack Goff. But that's just an example. There's one right there. That's a guy's name, Jack Goff.
Well, your name is Queeks.
Yeah, what's your point?
It's fucking stupid.
Okay, Cha.
Let's move on.
All right. There's lots of weird names. I mean, from town. We're going to cover a few different categories.
Yeah.
Let's start off with what we talked about, weird town names. I mean, how do you come up with these frickin' names?
Like Normal, Illinois?
Normal, Illinois.
Yeah. I bet you it's anything but.
Really, right? What motivated them to call them that?
Well, how about this?
Dummer, New Hampshire.
That's more accurate for most places, I'm sure.
Oh.
Boom.
Where do you live?
Dummer.
No.
What is that saying about the population there?
Here's a place you don't want to mess around with. Satan's Kingdom, Michigan.
Really, there's a place called Satan's Kingdom.
Satan's Kingdom in Michigan.
Okay, then there's a theme because there's also a place called Hell, Michigan.
Wow.
What's going on in Michigan?
Somebody you know live there?
Yeah, somebody you know lives there.
Yeah.
I know.
Saying.
What the hell's going on?
Wasn't my choice. Well, I should buy it. Never mind.
Yeah, okay.
they should be...
Oops.
No, we're good. Okay, how about Texas? Ding Dong, Texas.
Wow.
The witch is dead.
Ding Dong. Where do you live? Ding Dong.
Aren't Ding Dongs...
Come in.
Isn't that a cake or something? A Ding Dong?
Ding Dong.
Ding Dongs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking of ho-hos.
Well, Ding Dongs, ho-hos, Twinkies, yellow dye number 5.
How about Chicken Alaska? They have a giant chicken.
I think that's a cock.
No, it's a chicken.
Oh, it looked like a cock to me. Sorry.
No.
My bad.
Yeah, definitely a chicken. Yeah, I think you're thinking of the one in Pennsylvania.
Oh. Yeah.
Intercourse.
There it is.
Intercourse.
That's right. Yeah. They should meet up.
Yeah. Oh, formerly Cross Keys.
Oh, there you go.
They used to be called Cross Keys, but for some reason they wanted to change it to Intercourse.
Ah.
I'm not sure why they did that.
Is this Montana? Licking, Montana. I'm pretty sure there's probably a high number of lesbians live there.
Oh, Lord.
What's going on?
I don't know. Do you know where the goose capital of Mid-America is?
Where?
It's in Kentucky. And it's called Monkey's Eyebrow. Okay. Where do you live?
Okay, I'm confused.
I live in Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky, the goose capital of Mid-America.
I'm making no connection.
Wow.
Hey, I don't know. You have to ask the people in...
Okay, I've got two back to back. One is why Arizona? And then there's why not Mississippi?
Why not? Why not? Kentucky's actually a center for different names. There's this town called Pig, one called Hippo, another one called Chicken Bristle, Mudlick, and Krypton, all in Kentucky.
Wow.
You know, there's a person that gives these names. Like, they've got one job. Really? They're destroying these towns.
How about Happy Corner, New Hampshire?
Well, that's fun.
That's nice. What's wrong with that?
But they only have one corner?
Yeah, probably loaded
with one happy corner.
Probably with hookers and everything.
That's a happy corner.
Yeah.
What about boring Michigan? No, sorry, not Michigan. Oregon, sorry.
Oh,
yeah. There's nothing boring about Michigan with all the Satans and hell. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, boring Oregon.
And then there's always Pee-Pee Creek.
Pee-Pee Creek?
Yeah.
Pee-Pee Creek by IP Standing. What, that Yellow River by IP Standing?
Oh, yeah.
Or Rusty Bedsprings by IP Knightley.
There you go. I remember those. Hey, how about Buttsville, New Jersey?
Seriously, who names these towns?
Yeah.
Scratch Ankle, Alabama.
Scratch Ankle. Scratch ankle.
There's got to be reasons for all this.
There's a famous one in New Mexico. Everybody knows it.
Truth or Consequences.
Correct.
I know that.
Really?
One.
Yeah.
There's what is that called? Accident Maryland. Accident Maryland.
Accident Maryland.
Yeah.
Let's go to North Carolina and go to Booger Town.
Oh my God!
Isn't that a song?
Oh, that's Funky Town.
Oh yeah, right.
Booger Town.
Here's one called Nameless, Tennessee. There's a town, Nameless.
Yeah, they couldn't think of a name.
Yeah, so just call it Nameless.
Perfect. How about Ohio? They got a classic. Knock 'em stiff.
Come on.
All one word. Knock 'em stiff.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Yep.
All right. You know what? You know what's common to all these names?
What?
They're all in the United States of America.
Yeah. Well, there's one more from Pennsylvania. Big Beaver. you think that would be a Canadian town.
You think.
Oh, you know what?
What?
There's a campground, and I saw it. I know it exists. It's called Beaver Dick.
I'm not joking.
Come on.
Yeah. You can Google it. You go to their website, Beaver Dick. You know what their website is, their logo?
A giant beaver dick?
A big beaver dick.
No,
not the dick itself, just the beaver.
Is the beaver named Dick?
No, we're actually talking about the beaver's cock.
Oh my God, what's happening?
What's going on? I don't know what their motivation is. Like,
but that's their own fault if we're drawing these type of conclusions.
Well, I thought it was a beaver named Richard.
Wow, I don't get it.
Dick?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, we're just talking about his cock.
All right.
Wow.
Think about it. Hey, we need to come up with a name for this campground. What do you think is marketable and something that, you know, what people could relate to?
Beaver Dick.
I've got one.
Yeah.
Beaver Dick. I love it.
Okay, honey, pack up the kids. We're going to Beaver Dick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love those guys.
Oh, man.
Those guys are great.
Okay, so the other category we were going to cover was...
I don't know. I'm spent.
Yeah, I know. The other one was about, you know, when people get married...
Yes.
The last names when they do their wedding announcement. Like... The long wee wee wedding.
That's the best one. We were going to name the episode Long Wee Wee, but you know what? We went with Jack Goff first. But yeah, come on, Long Wee Wee. Come on.
You put the announcement in the paper.
Gosh.
It's the Long Wee Wee wedding.
Come on. And then there's the other one, Teresa, come on, and Frankie, top of me. So combined, it's come on top of me.
Oh my God.
Nice. Yep.
How about now? And, you know, and more there are interracial and, you know, weddings of different ethnic backgrounds. And,
yeah.
You know, here's one. The Wang Holder wedding.
Wang Holder. I saw one of those on Amazon.
Oh, man.
A Wang Holder.
Here's another one.
One name Best, other name Lay.
Best Lay. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, when two Jewish people get married, here's a result. Cockman, Dickman. That's their name. Oh, Cockman, Dickman. Honey, which name would you like to keep? Let me see. Cockman or Dickman? Which one should I pick? Let's just combine them. You moron.
How about... There's Mary Beth Showers and Paul Golden. It's the Golden Showers wedding.
Wow.
Oh, you know what? Okay, here's one. I mean, come on. You can't. And we're getting these from actual newspaper clippings.
Yeah, it's right.
We're not making this stuff up. This is real. All right? So Mr. and Mrs. Derek Wetter are proud to announce... The Beaver Wetter wedding.
Beaver Wetter.
Beaver Wetter.
Well, at least it wasn't a wetter beaver.
No.
Lord. Beaver Wetter.
Here's another one.
Shelby Ward and Joe Looney. The Looney Ward. wedding.
What about bush hacker?
Oh, yeah. You got to have the bush hacker.
Yeah.
You're going to need a weed whacker to get through that stuff.
Oh, my God. Amy Moore and Anthony Bacon. More bacon.
Yeah. Who'd want to change that? Perfect.
I know.
Oh. You know, I'm sorry. You got to do something.
Brenda Speedy and Kevin Zipper. Speedy Zipper.
Wow.
Nice. come on. Rump Orifice?
Rump Orifice.
The Rump Orifice. Mr. Gordon Rump of South Africa.
I don't get this one.
Which one?
Stoker and Daly.
Stoker Daly.
Oh, Stoker Daly. I got
not Stroker.
I got it. Stoker Daly.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. Well,
I mean, the last name of this person alone is named Crap. C-R-A-P-P. I mean, do I have to say anything else? Like, change your name. Hello, Mrs. Crap. Seriously.
So what would you marry? Meet Mr.
Beer.
Mr. Beer. Crap Beer.
Crap Beer. Wow. Wow, that's bad. That's bad.
Here's a little bit of foreshadowing on this one. South Carolina.
Yeah.
The Poor Sap Wedding.
Isn't that most of them?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I mean, that's just nasty stuff.
I think the award goes to Long Wee Wee.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah. Long Wee Wee. I think so.
Oh, that's great.
Chuck and Diane Long announced the engagement of their daughter Kellyanne Long to Eric Paul Wee Wee.
The Long Wee Wee Wedding.
The Long Wee Wee Wedding.
That's fantastic.
Okay. Want to move over to individual names?
Yes.
I think we'll kind of blend in. There's a TV show.
Was this the cooking show?
Yeah. It's called Cooking with Pooh.
P-O-O.
Yeah.
Cooking.
Third edition.
I'm looking at the cover of the cookbook, and she's sitting there all smiles and cooking with poo. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. It was a class photo here of a class with there's two teachers. There's a main teacher and the support teacher. And the title is Class Photo with Mrs. Wiener and Mrs. Butt.
Wow.
The Butt Wiener class.
Wow.
I've got one I'm just going to tell you about. It's a sticker on it. It looks like some kind of package delivery sticker, so it looks authentic. Last name, Smasher. His first name is Dick. Smasher.
Dick Smasher. Wow. Oh, my God.
I'm looking at a freeze frame of a, looks like a news story, and this guy they're interviewing is called Mike Latouris.
Say it fast once.
Mike Latouris.
There you go.
Oh man.
There's looks like a political sign. Judy Swallows. I bet she was popular in high school.
No kidding.
not as popular as Paul Tukoc.
Really?
Oh my God.
Reminds me of the opossum.
What?
The opossum. They sport two penises.
Get out.
Yes. It's called a bifurcated penis.
That's correct.
Yes. Yeah. All marsupials have bifurcated penises.
Yep.
Two wee-wees.
One wee-wee with two ends on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like alien shit.
I remember I was at a trivia night once.
Actually sparked a memory?
Yeah. Yeah. I was at a trivia contest, and the question was, what do these animals all have in common? It was like wombat, kangaroo, you know, there's a bunch of them.
They're marsupials.
And I said...
Pouch.
The answer was marsupials, but I said they all have bifurcated penises, which is true. And they marked it fucking wrong.
Of course, that wasn't the answer they were looking for.
But they do have all
Not
that
to
in
mention
common.
Everyone else in the room looking at Oat like he's some kind of freak.
The card says moops.
That's right.
Now, if your last name is Lester,
yeah,
what name would you not
child
give your kid?
Child?
I don't know.
How about Mo?
Molester.
Yeah.
Oh, get
seriously.
It.
Also, if your last name is Manella,
yeah,
what name don't you give your kid?
Probably not Sam.
Well, Sal.
Oh, Salmonella or Salmonella?
Salmonella.
Actually, Salmonella.
That was his name, Salmonella. Yeah.
Wow.
He actually lives in now, not too far from us.
If your last name is Bacon, what would you definitely want to call your kid?
Well, I'd give them the middle initial P.
Yes, and the first name.
First name, I call them Christopher.
Chris P. Bacon.
There you go.
There it is.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
And here's a guy who's in the military, okay? He's in the military, and his last name is Head.
Yeah. What was his rank in the military?
He was a major.
Oh, yeah. What was his? Don't tell me his first name was Richard.
That's correct. Major Dickhead.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Oh, no.
Well, I told you the story before about, you know, doing the roll call in class.
Yeah.
And you go through the list and you see who's in class. And I remember going through and there went down the list. And I came to this one. Before I said it out loud, I read it. And it was John. And the last name was C-O-C-K-H-E-A-D. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, that can't be Cockhead. It's got to be like Coheed or something, right? Yeah. So I call out his name, John Coheed. He puts his hand up. No, that's Cockhead, sir.
He owned it.
I went, okay, Mr. Cockhead.
Yeah, like I was trying to help you out, but sure, if you want me to pronounce it properly, here we go.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know what? He owned it, man.
Yeah, he lived it with his whole life, so he probably got used
to it. Probably one tough son of a bitch, too.
You'd have to be.
What a dick.
Now, you want to have confidence in your doctor, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of really weird doctor names.
Yep.
This guy's name, his last name, is spelled F-A-A-R-T-Z. Farts. Now, that's not bad enough. Huh? His first name is W-H-E-T.
Your
Dr.
Kid.
Wet Farts.
His parents are awesome.
Like, what the hell? Why would you do that to your kid?
I'm looking at a real estate agent on, I think it's a news channel or something, and the caption below gives his name. His last name is Dover. First name? Ben.
Of course.
Of course.
Ben Dover.
Of course.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. You know, there's a when I was working retail, there was a woman that came and left her card after making a purchase, and she was a real estate agent, and mm-hmm. her name was Evelyn Sackrider.
Come on.
Not kidding. So I put her picture, it was like Customer of the Month, Evelyn Sackrider. But just out of curiosity, we went on social media just to, you know, see, is that real? Is this real?
Yeah.
And it was. And it gave her a little bio, and her husband's name was Harold.
Harry Sackrider?
Absolutely.
What's, my God.
Harry Sackrider.
What are people thinking?
Oh, yeah.
That is awesome.
I mean, here's another doctor. How about if your doctor is named Dr. Harddick? That's not bad enough. Mm-hmm. His initials are BJ.
BJ Harddick. That's a resume.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Yeah, translation gets mixed up once in a while. Oh, I should tell you about the best translation error ever. When I was in Saudi, they used to send email reminders to us to, you know, remind us of, you know, things that they'd requested, and they were giving a request, and they tried to be polite about it. And typically they would say, this is a gentle reminder for the below request. And they would forward the email and put this on the head of it. This one guy, just learning English, he actually wrote, this is a genital reminder for the blow request.
You're kidding me.
No. I kept it.
Wow.
This is a genital reminder for a blow request. All right. Well, I don't think that's going to happen, dude. Anyway.
Well, you're kidding me.
What? You got one?
Tatiana Vagina. Come on. Is Vagina a real last name?
What
is it? Or is it Vagina?
What was that in Austin Powers movie? What was her name? Vagina?
Oh, Ivana Humpalot. Humpalot, Ivana.
Ivana Humpalot. No, that's not it. It's something Vagina.
I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta Google that.
Well, and there's always the former congressman, Dick Sweat.
Dick Sweat.
I'm like, come on.
There's a chick that won some kind of a lotto or something in Minnesota. Dixie Normus.
Dixie Normus. So her last name is Normus.
Yeah.
Dixie Normus.
That's funny, man.
Oh. Okay, now, this is just cruel. It's not bad enough that your last name is Cock. K-O-C-K.
Yeah.
Your parents name you Dick.
Well, Richard.
Yeah, but he's called Dick
Cock. So here's the thing. So his birth name was probably Richard.
Yeah.
No, I think I like Dick better. I'll use that on my business cards. Exactly. Dick Cock.
Like stay with Richard.
At least Richard Cock. At least you know what I mean? You get, whatever. I mean, Rick Titball.
No.
Like, come on.
Thomas Pfister?
Pfister?
I don't get that one.
Tom Pfister. Tom Pfister.
Thomas Pfister. I don't get that one. There's a Wendy Wacko, Royal LePage agent.
Here's a guy with the last name K-O-X. His first name is Tiny. Oh. Tiny Cox.
Did you already cover the Cobbledick one?
No.
Yeah, her name is BJ Cobbledick. It's a girl.
I think we did cover that.
No, yours was Dick or Swallows. Judy Swallows. Wasn't it?
I don't know.
I'm trying to keep...
That's all blending together now.
Oh, God.
Oh, here's a guy, Chewcock.
He's not even Oriental.
He's not.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. He is Oriental. Sorry.
Okay.
Bad picture. It was like, hard to see him.
There's the parents who named their kid Jed, middle initial I. Their last name? Knight. Jedi Knight.
No way.
Oh, that is sick.
Yep. That's not bad.
Well, that's better. At least you can live with that one.
Here's a sign out front of a clinic, and it's advertising Dr. Pornsack.
Oh. Wow.
Here's one. It's a bus driver. It's a big sign at the front of the bus. Your driver is an ass rammer.
An ass rammer. So his last name is Rammer.
His first name is an ass.
An ass. An ass rammer.
Yeah. Huh. Look at this. I'm not going to back onto that bus.
Oh, jeez. I'm looking at a picture of a pitcher on a baseball card. That's the position he played, pitcher. He plays for the team, the Beavers, and his name is Dick Pohl.
Oh, jeez.
Come on.
Oh, man. You know what? Seriously, it's the parents. Are they just trying to... Do you have a joker of a father that's just trying to screw around with you? Like, that's horrible to do to a kid.
He's got to live with that. See, your name is the one thing you have no input on that you get labeled with for the rest of your life.
It's true.
Okay, this girl's family name is D-A-C-T-Y-L, Dactyl. What don't you name her?
Tara.
Oh, that's her name, Tara Dactyl.
Looking at her driver's license, I don't know where he's from, probably Philippines, maybe, but his first name is Fat, P-H-A-T, last name Ho.
Fat Ho.
I just want to be his buddy just so I can call him that.
Fat Ho.
Oh, come on. I mean, it's in the phone book. It's actually in the phone book. The guy's last name is Penis Breath. That's his last name.
No, you don't. That's bullshit. Are you serious?
It's right there in the phone book.
Well, I could be photoshopped. There's no way someone's name is Penis Breath.
Well, you know, you get your last name from a real long ago origin of like Taylor, right?
Like that name?
Yeah, like that name. You're a Taylor.
Or Smith.
Or Smith.
I guess that's another one.
Or Penis Breath.
Oh, boy. What about Yolanda Squat Pump?
You know, I'm looking at the IMDb page, and she's a makeup artist. She's a makeup, worked in the makeup department. She's worked on several movies. Yolanda Squat Pump.
They could hire her just so they could say her name.
Yeah. Look at this guy's cool name. His last name is Roll, and his first name is Rick. Rick Roll.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be a cool handle.
Or there's another cool name. His first name is, this guy's name is Bud. His last name is Light.
Bud Light.
How about Dick Trickle?
Yeah, I hate it when that happens.
He's a NASCAR driver.
Oh, come on. That's like...
Dick Trickle.
Well, that's like... what do you call it? Tom Cruise. What was the movie he was in?
You want to narrow that down?
Come on. Tom Cruise, the racing movie. Thunder. Days of Thunder.
Oh, Days of Thunder, yeah.
His name was Trickle.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't Richard, though.
No, it wasn't Richard.
And on the Philadelphia Kings, they are proud to have their point guard, Chubby Cox.
Chubby Cox. What the fuck? Oh, my God. Oh.
Here's a guy. He's Oriental. F.U.
He's not Oriental. He's Asian.
What? What's the difference?
Oriental. You're not Oriental.
Well, what's Oriental?
You live in the Orient, which is...
Well...
Okay, but he could be from a whole bunch of different places.
That's why I'm not sure where he is, so I say Oriental.
He's Asian.
All right.
Isn't that... What's the difference?
No, it's different. Isn't it different?
It's different.
It is different. We'll have another episode.
Well, how do you know he's... Wow, you're pissing me off. Anyways, F you.
Okay, I'll let you... I'll let you just say it. How about this historian? His last name is Shitpeas. Barry Shitpeas. A lot of credibility there.
He must eat a lot of peas.
I think so.
How about Charity Beaver?
Charity Beaver. Yeah, I'm all in favor of that.
That's like seriously, change your freaking name.
How many more of these you want to do?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? It gets old.
I think we got to draw the line at this guy. Harry Hole.
Oh.
Well, at least it's not a girl's name.
Oh, come on.
Well, Harry Hole.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, come on. This can't be right. Kumalo Tiny Dick. It's right there. It's on his driver's license.
Yeah, it's on his driver's license. Wow.
We can keep going on and on. Dick Thrasher. I mean,
that's a sick name.
How about Dick Felt? I guess that was past tense. Peter Boners. I mean, we've been talking a lot about dicks and stuff.
But why do people do that? Why, like, give some thought.
I don't know.
I remember one of my friends was a doctor down in Alabama, and he took care of a lot of the babies, and they had to name their babies. And some of the people there couldn't read and write that well, and they would just take signs and pick the sign as the baby's name. This one kid was named Nosmo King.
No smoking?
That's correct. From the no smoking sign. Nosmo King.
Wow. See, that's when people should buy a baby name book then.
You think?
Like, come on.
Nosmo King. Or ask for some help or something. But wow. Anyway, there you go. Those are some crazy, weird-ass names from towns, from weddings, from individuals, and some really cruel parents.
I'd say so.
Right? Or parents with a real great sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. But your kid's a joke for his whole life?
Exactly.
I know, right?
It's the joke that keeps on giving.
Well, I say you can change your name. You're not stuck with it.
No,
you're not stuck with it.
Well, it's not cheap to change your name, though. I mean, some people can't afford that.
If I had the name Dick Cock, I think I'd. What do I owe you?
It'd be worth the investment.
What do I owe you? Come on. Harry Sack Rider, I'm out. I mean, come on.
Oh,
man, you got to be pretty comfortable. Just saying. So is that it for this episode or what?
No, I mean, there's lots. But
I know there's lots. Yeah. But I mean, it's getting old really quick here.
I mean,
people are probably tuned out. They're probably, I don't know. They've gone to check on some of this to make sure we're not lying.
I guarantee people are trying to book Beaver Dick right now. Campground.
Oh my God. You're welcome. You're welcome, Beaver Dick, by the way.
Yes. True.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I think that's about it. We've had enough crazy names. Let's wrap it up with Oat,
Queeks,
and Ja,
the Jabber Guys. Remember to visit our website, jabberguys.com, to subscribe to our podcasts, Weird and Wacky World and Inside Rock.